If you think about the way access control systems have worked for years now, it's been predicated on the broad notion of who can do what and where they can do it. For example, these users can do these things to these resources, or these users can do these things to these other users. A member of the sales group can open files in the sales file share. A help desk user can reset your password. Azure Administrative Units, a feature of Azure AD Premium, help you to manage complexity because they give you a fine-grained control over who can perform what action over who. When you create a user in Azure AD, they have a set of user permissions by default. You can also grant them additional access through membership in one of a number of roles, such as Global Administrator, User Administrator, Password Administrator, and so on. Now that takes care of the who and what parts of the equation. The question is, where can these users perform these actions? In Azure AD, it's the entire directory tenant. A password administrator can reset everybody's password. A user administrator can administer everybody's user account. Azure AD administrative units give you control over where those actions apply. It's often called the scope. So you might give a particular user the permissions to reset the passwords of all the users in the East Coast division, but no other users. You'd say his role, password administrator, is scoped to the East Coast division. For example, let's say Lee is the company admin for a large enterprise, Contoso, and Contoso is made up of two divisions, East Coast and West Coast. If Lee wants Jennifer, a colleague, to be a user account administrator for all of Contoso, Lee would add Jennifer to the user account administrator role. However, what if Lee wants Jennifer to be a user account administrator only for the West Coast division? Lee can create an administrative unit that includes the users in the West Coast division and add Jennifer to the user account administrator role scoped to the West Coast administrative unit. Scoped means Jennifer will be able to assign licenses, reset passwords, and update profile information, that's all user account administration tasks, but only for users who are a member of the West Coast administrative unit. If Jennifer tries to assign a license to a user who is not a member of the West Coast administrative unit, she will get an access denied error. I'll walk through how Lee would grant Jennifer the ability to manage users in the West Coast division. First, Lee would create the West Coast administrative unit. Next, Lee would add the users in the West Coast division to the administrative unit. And lastly, Lee would assign Jennifer the user account administrator role scoped to the West Coast administrative unit. At this point, Jennifer would be a user account administrator for members of the West Coast administrative unit. That is, she can reset passwords, assign licenses and app access, and edit profile information for cloud-based users. It's important to note that an administrative unit does not need to have members at the time roles are scoped to it. I could have switched the order of steps 2 and 3 and achieved the same results. In the future, if members are added to the West Coast administrative unit, Jennifer will still have user account administrator rights over them. And if members are removed, she will lose those rights. One additional point. The administrative unit can be reused when assigning other scoped roles. For example, if Lee wants Jim to be a password administrator only for the West Coast division, he would specify the West Coast AU when adding Jim to the password administrator role. There are some principles to be aware of when using administrative units. First, is that only members of the company administrator role can create and manage administrative units. The point of administrative units is to provide a scope when assigning administrative permissions, and if the recipient of the permissions could control who was in their scope, then it defeats the purpose of the scope. Second, is that users can be members of more than one administrative unit. This means, for example, a user could be subject to password resets by a password administrator scoped to the West Coast administrative unit, and a password administrator scoped to the sales administrative unit. You can see administrative units help manage complexity because they allow enterprises to define administrative boundaries, so departmental or regional admins have authority over the resources they are responsible for, but not all resources across the organization. If you'd like to try this out for yourself, you'll first need an Azure subscription. Get a 30-day free trial with $200 to spend on Azure resources at http://aka.ms/mscloudtrial. Next, you'll need to sign up for Azure Active Directory Premium Administrative Units. Follow the instructions at http://aka.ms/aadadminunits, all one word. There are regular updates on Azure at the Azure blog, http://azure.microsoft.com/blog. And also I blog regularly on Azure topics at http://plankytronics.com. That's Plankytronics with two X's, my attempt at being arty. You can follow my Twitter ID, at Plankytronics, again with two X's. If I write a new blog post, I tweet the fact as soon as it's written.